Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee. Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The man with the immaculate drip, Dante Whitner, joins us on the UMA guest line here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks Show. Dante, what's happening, my man? How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Doing just fine. With the state of the Steiner team from an injury standpoint, the bye, I think we can all say, came at a good time for their kind of mental health, so to speak. Did the bye come at the absolute right time? Because they got to get it going here and get it going quickly against this Colts outfit coming up Sunday.
They do, and the Colts seem to have it all together right now with the way that Jonathan Taylor is running the ball, their defense getting takeaways, applying pressure, those linebackers over there flying around. The 49ers are going to have their hands full. Carson Wentz, he's playing efficient. He's hitting a long ball, and he has a long streak going right now without turning the football over. The bye week did come at the right time for the 49ers, and we have to remember, Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't been healthy along with these two backs, Trey Sermon and Elijah Mitchell, in a while. So they'll get back to their traditional offense. And what we've seen in previous weeks, even though they lost, those guys are getting into a groove running the football. So if they can get back to running the football with the defense the way that it's playing, healed up, then they can throw some wins together.
You know, this is a huge game. I think it's the biggest game of the year because the 49ers looked like total crap, I thought, going into the bye. I mean, they dropped three in a row. The offense doesn't seem like they know what they want to do. The most amazing thing that I heard this week, Ayuk has zero targets this season at or behind the line of scrimmage. They have not manufactured a single touch. We're almost, we're at the end of October here. We haven't seen a single manufactured touch for a guy who's one of the best yards after the catch, receivers in all of football. How do you explain that?
And we haven't, and that's mainly because of the injuries to the running back position. And I told everybody going into it, Raheem Mostert was the MVP of this team, mm-hmm. mainly because of his speed and the way that he hits the holes. And this offense is predicated on the running game, not really going over the top. It's dink and dunk, few trick plays in there, but it moves the sticks. It rests your defense. You can play complementary football. When he went out, it was a lot of question marks, and I knew that it would be an issue. They're trying to fill in, but they don't have anybody that – frightens you in the running game and being able to hit that home run ball, and that's why they haven't had an identity. Raheem Mostert meant so much to this team. And then you had Trey Lance come in. You don't have an identity with that. You don't really have the entire package in. So there's no way to get any continuity within the team. So I think they'll go back to basics. They'll go back to their running package. They'll go back to their throwback screens. They'll go back to the play-action RPO game and then rely on the defense. But that's what they're going to have to do at this point. And Jimmy Garoppolo, this is your opportunity to come off the injury list and show that you can put some strings of wins together.
It seems to me this is about the offense coming up because the defense been playing good football. And I know they didn't close out the game against Green Bay when they had a chance, and that's on them. But they did everything they could against Seattle and Arizona, and they still didn't come up with a W. This offense has got to be more. They got to just find a way to get to 20. There's no reason, Dante, this team shouldn't be 24, 28 points a game. In today's NFL football, you can't win 17, 14 consistently, can you?
No, you really can't rely on that to win 17, 14 in those low-scoring games consistently. And Kyle Shanahan, he understands. He understands. Even when he had Trey Lance out there, I don't feel like they had an issue moving the ball. I felt like they had issues in the red zone. And they're not getting turnovers on defense. So, yeah, the defense has played well, but stealing some of those possessions, putting the offense in short field, that adds a lot to it. And there's a direct correlation with turnovers and wins and losses in the National Football League. Yep. And some of it is the defensive coordinator. Some of it is you make the reads too easy for the quarterbacks. And I look at it like this. Easy reads means easy completion. If I'm a quarterback, I'm a Hall of Famer, I'm an All-Pro, and you show me the coverage before I get the ball, it's like taking cake from a baby, right? So you have to muddy up the reads, allow the guys to make some turnovers so they don't know exactly where to go. So it's some on the coaches and a lot on the players.
Just for the record, I've taken cake from a baby. It's pretty easy. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. There's not a lot of ramifications there.
Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, and they know the coverage pre-snap, and they throwing the ball out there. That's like pitch and catch. You can't do it.
The Niners' run defense, it hasn't been bad, but I think many people expected for it to be better. It has to be on point. You mentioned Jonathan Taylor coming off a big weekend. You know, one of the best backs in the league. He is definitely a workhorse. I mean, to me, we're talking about the defense, and out of the three units, offense, defense, and special teams, the defense is the one that has its business the most together. I think they have to lead on this one in terms of, hey, man, just stop that run game that you know Indy is definitely going to try and lean on, because why not?
Yeah, and that's what D'Amico Ryans is walking in there this week, and he's saying, hey, we can't let this team run the football, because if they run the football, you see how many throws Carson Wentz had last week? I think he had, 17, 18 throws?
I think he only completed 11 passes, like 11 out of 20, something crazy like that.
Yeah, 11 of something, but it's efficient.
Right.
It was very efficient. He had four drops. They're not hitting the ball in harm's way when it comes to him. So they're going to lean heavily on the running game. It is not just Jonathan Taylor. They have three good backs back there, and you're going to have to bring your big boy pass each and every play. You're going to have to be disciplined in your run gaps, play with leverage, play with physicality, and you're going to have to take it to them early in the game, because if you don't and you allow them to stay around the game and Jonathan Taylor heats up like he did in the second half last week with over 120 yards in the second half, then you're going to be in trouble late in that football game. So it's going to all start with complementary football. The offense getting in the end zone early like they've been doing. They've been marching up and down, turnover here, or a drive killer, and then they sell them for a field goal, and they've had issues there. And then the defense, you play well on first and second down, you get to third down, you show all the coverages, and you get a lot of penalties and self-inflicted wounds. If they can clean that up, just a mistake, a couple turnovers, the 49ers don't really have anything to worry about.
You know, it's funny. You know, the fans got critical of Shanahan last week for the first time, really, in his regime, and I thought it was kind of justified, to be honest. I thought the offensive game plan was awful against Arizona. They were terrible against the run, Arizona was, and the Niners only ran it nine times for Mitchell, only once, I think, for Sermon. What did you think of last week's game plan? Is it just that Shanahan doesn't know how to utilize Trey Lance? I mean, why so many quarterback runs? Why so few running back runs? To me, Dante, Elijah Mitchell looks like an excellent short yardage back. They got into short yardage third and fourth downs all day. They didn't hand him the ball once.
They did, and I didn't like some of the calls. I didn't like the Kyle Juszczyk running up under center the second time in 3 weeks. You have to know that they're geared up for that on the defense side of the ball, and that's a high-pressure situation. That's a costly one right there when you don't get that. The fans, you hear it a little bit, but I know that Kyle Shanahan is going to get back to basics, and he understands that he probably should have ran the ball more with Elijah Mitchell and Trey Sermon, and, you know, they probably forced it a little bit with Trey Lance trying to make something happen. I bet if they could do that over again, he would probably go back to more of a basic offense, probably spread it out more so on just third down. And then, you know, remember, Trey Lance should have gotten in on that touchdown. It was a great play by the defense. So he hears it. This is a big game for the 49ers.
Well, we know, because I said these next four games, Dante, you got Indy, Chicago, and then the two divisional games at home, Rams and Arizona. I have a feeling we'll know, like, what this team's about. Not whether they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not talking about a team that squeaks into the playoffs and maybe has to try to win three, four road games to try to get to the Super Bowl. I'm talking about a team that's a legitimate contender. I just feel like this four-game stretch, we're going to know a lot about this team. What do you think?
It's going to be huge. You're either going to, you know, be very, very proud of this team after these games, or you're going to be looking forward to next season, and the players will too. And they understand this. There's only so long you can lose four games in a row, five games in a row, and possibly still make the playoffs. And there's a lot of players that understand this. There's a lot of players out there playing on one-year deals, and this is where the pressure situation comes in. It makes diamonds. Pressure makes diamonds. And we'll see what the 49ers are made of. But if you know the type of character guys they built in this locker room, then they're going to come out and they're going to fight. And, you know, you always look at those division games as two games. And if they can win those two, if they can run off three or four in a row, the 49ers will be right there in the thick of things. But that's a big if. Mm-hmm. And it's going to start with this weekend versus the Colts.
Dante, we always appreciate the time and the insight, my man. We'll hook it up with you next week. Thanks, son.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dante.
Thanks, Dante.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.